We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Avodas Elilim, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Gimel. We were speaking about the different circumstances where a person is not supposed to give up his life, when a goy chas v'shalom challenges him and says, do this Avera or I'll kill you, that in the vast majority of cases, he's supposed to do the Avera. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about v'chai bohem v'lo yishomos bohem, that the whole Torah and the whole Yiddishkeit is for life, to live. So therefore Hashem wants us to live with the Torah. He doesn't want a person to die for the Torah. And therefore in most cases where it's a choice, the Torah is put aside so that the Yid can live. Except the three major exceptions, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim. And Rav Nosson Zal explained those three a lot. And now he's going into the topic where if a goy's intention is clearly to convert somebody publicly, the goyim are going around converting Jews, then even if it's not those three averas, for any avera, a Jew should be willing to give his life. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Paragraph Gimel, V'chein kishehoakum mechavein lahaviroi aldos. And so too, when a goy intention is to get a Jew to convert, to give up his religion, v'hu befarhesia, and it's being done publicly, oy b'shas hagzera, or it's at a time when the goyim have issued a decree that Jews are not allowed to keep Shabbos, not, you know, like the Greeks, for example, not allowed to keep Shabbos, kiddush ala. In those times, azai yehoreg va'al yavur afilu a'arka sedemisani. Then the Gemara says a person should be willing to give his life rather than to change, even if it's a question of changing his shoelaces, where the goyim wear one kind of shoelace and the Jews wear a different kind. And the goy says, either you put on our shoelace or I'll kill you. Kill me. Kill me. I don't want to change the shoelace. This is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Dalet. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kishyakum mechavein lahaviro yaldas, azai hushas milchoma. Because when the goy's intention is to get a Jew to reject his religion completely, then that's wartime. Utzrichen lilchom imoyim lenatzchom, and we have to do battle against them to defeat them. Ve'ikra milchomo hualidei bechinas tefila bebechinas din. And one of our most powerful weapons in this battle is the tefila bebechinas din. This is a concept that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in the last shir that he gave in his life. The Torah Tiku Teichocha in Likutei Maran, where Rabbeinu Zal says something very unusual. Most people never heard of such a thing, never could imagine such a thing. Rabbeinu Zal says, if you look in the Gemara always refers to tefillah as rachmi. The Aramaic word for tefillah in the Gemara is rachmi. Rachmi means kindness, chesed. The whole concept of tefillah is invoking the kindness of Hashem. That even if I'm not deserving, even if according to fairness and justice, mishpat, I don't deserve, so what? Hashem has rachmonis. Hashem has 13 attributes of kindness. The Gemara says that when Hashem was first going to create the world, he put it as a question to the malachim. Yes, no. So it says the malachim of justice said, no, definitely not. Do not create man. Why? Man is going to commit sins. Very simple. Man is going to go against you. So Hashem's answer was, v'chilechinom ani nikro rachim? Is it for nothing that I'm called kind? And what about my attributes of kindness? If everybody would be good, I'm not going to have any opportunity to put that to use. It's because human beings are imperfect and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to do averos. That's going to give Hashem an opportunity to employ his rachmonos. And in fact, in Yom Kippur Koton, which is next week, we're going to have Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. We say the special tefillah of Yom Kippur Koton at Mincha. One of the things we say there in the vidui is that Hashem, true, I apologize, I feel terrible for whatever I've done wrong, any averus I've done, anything. But on the other hand, Hashem, this is an opportunity for you to use your rachmonis. This is a chance for you to do what you enjoy doing, to employ your rachmim. So the standard type of tefillah is rachmonis. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Maran shows, however, there are certain times when the Sitrachra succeeds in grabbing onto the Rachmonis and messing it up. And messing it up to such a... And Rabbeinu Zal says that this is especially through Taivas Niyuf. That when the Yetzer Hara, when the Sitrachra gets Yidden to fall into Taivas Niyuf, this messes up the channel of Rachmonis, of Hashem. And Rabbi Nazal proves this from Psukim, from Gemaras, and he says, therefore, when that happens, we can't use the regular path of tefillah. We have to switch to a different path, which is called tefillah bebechinas din. And Rabbi Nazal says that when that happens, you need a bal koyach godel. You need a very powerful individual who can do that, who knows how to give forth this tefillah bebechinas din. And Rabbi Nazal explained that when he does that, the sitrachra, which is called left side, the sitrachra, which is usually din, it sees that tefillah and it tries to grab it and swallow it, and it gets stuck in the throat of the sitrachra, and it causes this. Not only can't the sitrachra swallow it, but the sitrachra is forced to vomit up, to throw up thousands and millions of sparks of kedusha that the sitrachra had swallowed previously. It's forced to give that all up. And Rabbi Nisal has an incredible Torah Likutei Moran about this. We spoke about it in the previous year, a little, giving some examples of where we have this. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, so the Ikra Milchama is through this tefillah bebechinas din. When we're doing battle against the sitrachra, there are different weapons, just like Lahavdil in a physical battle. There are guns, there are tanks, there are missiles, there's an air force, there's nuclear weapons. The Ikra Milchama is through the tefillah bebechinas din, shaydezeh moitzien mehem, which we mentioned, lahavdil, is like paratroopers. The concept of paratroopers, we have soldiers who are so well trained and so powerful that not only can they do milchama when they're in their own country, when they're standing their own ground, they can be trusted to be sent behind enemy lines and over there to bring about the downfall of the enemy. This is this tefillah bebechinas din, which is being sent as a decoy, in a sense. It's being sent intentionally, knowing full well that the sitrachra is going to swallow it, because it says din on it, and the sitrachra says, that's me. Sitrachra is going to swallow, but this tefillah is programmed to blow up in the sitrachra, to cause a reaction where not only can't the sitrachra swallow up this tefillah, but it's going to force it to return all kinds of sparks of kedusha, all kinds of tefillos and das and mitzvos that the sitrachra had swallowed previously. It's going to be forced to return that. So now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, shaydezeh moitzien mehem kol hakedushoi shebolu umachninoisam. Through this tefillah, we extract from the sitrachra all the kedushas that they swallowed, and we're able to defeat the sitrachra. This is why, when there's a shas milchama, when the goyim are going all out to try to convert the Jews in a major effort, then a yid has to be willing to give up his nefesh for kiddush Hashem, to be killed. Shezehu bechinas tefillah bebechinas din kanal. This is a concept of him allowing himself to be swallowed up into the sitrachra. And through this, we bring about their downfall. Because the main source of energy and strength of the sitrachra is when they're able to draw energy and power from the kedusha that they've swallowed up. But when we're able to force them to give it up, to return the kedusha that they swallowed up previously, azai nichnoim, then they're defeated. Ki be'emes ein lohem shum memsholo oleinu lahavrei sonu al das chasishom. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, the truth is, the reality is, that the goyim do not have the power to rule over our neshama, over our religion. That they can. Ki afilu achshav begolus, because even now, while we're in exile, shenosan lohem Hashem yisporach memshol aleinu, whereby Hashem has given these other nations power over us, that we are under their control, then under their authority, umas mosar esonu tachas memshaltom, Hashem has placed us under their governments, their rulership. Ein lohem shlito leinu kiim begufeinu. They can only rule over our bodies, over our physical life. Avoloi benishmosenu chashashom. They cannot rule, they cannot control our soul. Kiyanikas hasitrach revoakum hurak mebchinas din shu sitra de gufa. Because as we mentioned earlier, usually, under normal circumstances, the sitrachra only draws from the left side, from din, which is from the body. When we speak about the body versus the neshama is the right side. The guf, relative to the neshama, is a bechina of smoil, a bechina of the left side. So therefore, normally the sitrachra only draws from the guf, not from the neshama. V'alkein ein lohem emshola kim ala guf melevad v'loy ala neshamas. Therefore, they don't have any rulership, or they have rulership only over the body, not the neshama. Shehim bechinas rachamim v'chaim. The neshama is a concept of rachamim and chaim, as Rav Nosson Zal had explained in the beginning of this halacha. Kimishom ein lohem yenika klal, because from the Rachmonas, from Chaim, usually the Sitrachra has no yenika. They don't draw from there. They draw from the left side, from the bechin of din. V'alkein ein lohem shum koyach mitzad ikar memshaltum limshol aleinu chasushon bedovor hanoigea kenegedas toyrosenu akdoisha shu sitra v'nishmosa. Therefore, again, in normal circumstances, mitzad their authority to rule over us, when we are in golus, and Hashem has put us under the rule of the goyim, that's only our bodies. They're not supposed to have the authority to rule over our neshama, over our Torah. They're not supposed to be in a position to block us from doing mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, which is the sitra de neshmosa. Ki ikar chiyus umozoin haneshama hu mitzvahs ha-Torah k'dosha. Because again, the main thing that gives life and sustenance to our neshama is the Torah. Ki bebechinas haneshama, shu bechinas ha-Torah, bechinas das, bechinas rachmim, shom ein lehem shum yenika. Because in the soul, which is Torah, which is das, which is rachmonas, there, the sitrachra usually is not supposed to have any, is able to draw from. Ki ikar yenikosam mebchinas din, shu sitra de gufa. Their main source of energy is din, left side, which is the body. Ki ze klal, because this is a rule. She'ein lohem shum koyach lezgabra ala kedusha chas v'sholem. That the sitrachra does not have the power to overcome the kedusha unless they're drawing from it, unless they're drawing energy from it. And since usually they cannot draw from rachmonis, from das, from Torah, from neshama, Alkein ein lohem shum koyach lezgaber keneged adas. Therefore, they have no authority and no power to try to control our religion, our Yiddishkeit. Levatel chas v'shalom shum dovar me'atorah k'doisha. To try to do away with any mitzvah of the Torah k'doisha. V'zeh shomru Hananya Mishael v'azariya le'nevuchadnetzar. This is why we find an incredible thing in the Torah. The Novi says that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah were three Nevi'im during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And we know the Torah tells us that a Jew is supposed to have tremendous respect for the king. There's a bracha that you make for the king, all kinds of things. A Jew is supposed to treat a king of the Goyim even with tremendous respect. But they said to him, Malka Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. V'om Rabbi Seinazal, the Gemara says, Im Malka, they said to him, if you're a king over us, it's only Elo Lemisim Varnunio Isatam Alchalenu. You're only king over us regarding taxes, regarding having financial obligations to you, things like that. Avul Keneged Nevuchadnezzar, Avul Keneged HaTorah, but when it comes to opposing the Torah, Ato Nevuchadnezzar, you ain't no king. You're Nevuchadnezzar. And the kalba shoven, you and a dog are equal. We don't give you one drop more respect than we give to a dog regarding challenging the Torah, chas v'shalom. Ki be'emes ein loy shum memsholo rak ba'gufim, li ten loy mas v'ki yotze. Because in reality, the king, the non-Jewish king, can only impose taxes on us. They can tax our bodies. They can rule over our bodies. Avol bedas toirasenu hu vekalba shovin. But regarding the laws of our Torah, him and a dog are equal. Like we listen to a dog, that's how we listen to him. Ki ein lo shum memshol aleinu bazeh. They have no authority over us regarding this. Ukamay shekosov, and as the pasuk says, ani pi melech shmoyer val divras shvua selikim. I will uphold the words of the king and my commitment, the shvua that we've made to Hashem. Ukamay shepirush Rashi shom, as Rashi Hakodesh says over there in the Novi, ein shom, look over there. V'alkein kishel akum mizgabrom aleinu chas v'shom v'roitzim lavireinu al dos chas v'shom. Therefore, now when the goyim try to rise up against us and they try to get us to give up our religion chas v'shom, ze simin shehizgabra sitrachro v'yonkom ebchinas horachamim v'odas shubchinas ha-toyra sitra d'nishmosa. That's showing us that this is not the regular sitrachra. The Sitra Achra now is going out of its bounds. It's going out of its regular path. And it's drawing from the Rachmonus, from Das, which is the Torah, which is the Neshama. Ashali Dezeh, His Gabru Aleinu Bedas Torah Seinu. That's what's given them the power to want to challenge our Torah, Chas V'Shon. V'roitzim Lavireinu Al Das Chas V'Shon. They want to try to get us to reject our religion completely, Chas V'Shon. Ki Beloizeh, because were it not for that, Hainu, im loy hoyu lehem yenikim ebchina sarachmim, if they had not latched on to the Rachmonis, if they were not drawing from the Rachmonis, loy hoyu mizgabrim alze lahavr aldas, they wouldn't dare challenge our religion. They wouldn't dare try to go against our, you know, to try to get us to convert chas v'shalom. The fact that they're doing that indicates that because of our pigamim, because of our sins with taivas niyuf, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there, we have allowed an opening for the sitra achra to be able to draw from the rachmonis. And that changes the whole game completely, rachmona litzlan. Ki ikar hizgabrus ala kedusha hu rak kisheyeshlam yenika mishom kanal. Because their main ability to be mizgaber against the kedusha is only when they're out of their bounds, when they're not drawing their regular chias from the left side, but they've been able to get to infiltrate the right side. They've been able to start drawing from the rachmonos, chas v'shalom. Nimtza, so therefore we see, kishya'akum roitzim lahavar Yisrael al das chas v'shalom, that when a goy wants to get a Jew to convert chas v'shalom, azai yeshlem yenikum in a rachmonos, that indicates that the goyim have already infiltrated, they're drawing from the rachmonos, ukesheyeshlem yenikam and rachmonos, and when they are drawing from the rachmonos, azay tzrichem lespal tefila bebechinas din, then we cannot employ our standard tefila, the standard tefila which is rachmonos, we have to use channel B, a different kind of tefila completely, which is this tefila bebechinas din, kemavoyer shom b'maymar hanal. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran, in Torah Ches, V'alkein tzrichin lehoreg v'lo yavur. And therefore, a person has to be willing to allow himself to be killed and not to violate the mitzvah, whatever it is, whether it's Shabbos or anything else. Shezeh b'chinas, shezeh b'chinas tefila b'chinas din kanal. That corresponds to this tefillah bebechinas din. We mentioned this in the previous year, that when a Jew allows himself to be killed, chas v'shalom, for his religion, it's like, we know misa is a concept of din. When you go into a cemetery, you make that brocha, asher, that Hashem created you badin, and he knows, yodea mispar kulchem badin, voslalism badin, death, and a corpse is a concept of din. So when a Jew allows himself to be killed, it means he's becoming a missile, in a sense, of this Bechina of Din. He is this Tefillah Bechina of Din that's being swallowed up by the Sitra Achra, which is Din. Just like we mentioned in the last year, the Zohar Kodesh gives an example of this, the story of Yonah. When Yonah, Mafter Yonah, that we read on Yom Kippur, when Yonah was on a ship, Hashem had approached him, And Hashem said to him, I want you to go to the city of Tarshish. They're all doing terrible sins. And I want you to speak to them and get them to do tshuva. What was Yonah's response? Hashem, have a nice day. No thanks. Not interested. Why? Because I know I'm going to tell them that they're bad and everything. And then you're going to have rachmonis on them. And I'm going to look like an idiot. And no thanks. Not interested. He's running away. Yonah is running away from Hashem. So he runs to Tarshish. He leaves Eretz Yisrael, figuring outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can't have prophecy. There's no nevuah. So he's going to cut the communication with Hashem, kaviyachol, you know. So he gets onto the ship. Hashem says, no problem. Hashem starts shaking up the sea a little bit. And there's an incredible storm that breaks out. And everybody, all the sailors on the ship see this. And they all know that this is not teva. This is nothing regular. This is completely irregular. So they decide they're going to draw lots to see whose fault is. Somebody, there's a reason for this, why it's a storm right around the ship. And they looked further out. They saw the sea was calm. So sure enough, it comes out that it's Yonah. And they approach him and they say, what's your story? He tells them his whole story. And he says, I think that the only way you're going to get this storm to subside is if you toss me into the river, if you throw me in. They feel terrible about this because they see he's a good person. He's not a murderer. He's a nice person. You know, who wants to do that? Who wants to take a person, throw him into the ocean? But they do it, and they're all praying. These goyish sailors are praying because they feel terrible. They're crying and praying. They throw him into the sea, and everything stops. The whole storm stops and everything. And it says that all of them did tshuva. All of them converted, the Gemara says. All the sailors, they saw an incredible miracle right in front of their eyes. You know, they saw this. And what happened to him? He was swallowed up by a fish, and he stayed in the bowels of this big fish, and there he davened to Hashem for 3 days straight. And the Torah gives us his tefillah, where he said, "Mi beten she'ol shivati elecha." The Tikkun Zohar says this is an example of this tefillah bebchinas din, where Yonah was a missile in a sense that was being sent into the sea, into this raging sea, being thrown in. And as a result of that, the whole ship of Goyim end up converting. All of these sparks of Kedusha that had been swallowed up in the Goyim that were in these non-Jews, all of them are coming back. And again, there are many other examples. So here Rav Nosson Zal tells us that when a Jew allows himself to be killed for his religion, that's another example of this tefillah bebchinas din, where his soul, his body being buried in the ground, is an aspect of this, the din swallowing up this tefillah, this human tefillah, and this brings a tremendous defeat and downfall to the Sitra Achra. As we see, we know what Klal Yisrael has been through, inquisitions and everything, and again, look how powerful the church, the crutch, was at that time. They were in control of the government, they were on top of the government and everything, until they had their Mapola. Today all we have is Spanish olives. What happened to Spain, to this great, powerful Spain that was ruling the world, you know, world power and everything? Where are they today? They had their Mapola from those Jews who died al Kiddush Hashem, those Jews who were not willing to give up their religion, you know, who allowed themselves to be killed, Rahman al-Salam. This brought about a defeat of the Sitra Achra at that time. Or other world powers, the Germans, Yamach Shemam Vezichrom, where again it looked like they're on top of the world, they're in control, they're ready to take over everything, and they almost wiped out all the Yidden, and the Yidden who died al Kiddush Hashem brought about the Mapola of this great, great, seeming great power, had a defeat, and Klal Yisrael is still rolling. Every day opening up another yeshiva, another shul, thousands of Jewish children being born, Kanayin Ahara, Ken Yerbu. Valkein Tzrichin Lehoroi Gvoloi Lavor. This is why, when it's gotten to such a point that the Goyim are drawing from the Rachmonis, then you have to daven this tefillah b'bechinas din, which means that the Jew has to be willing to let himself be killed rather than to violate the mitzvah of the Torah. Shezeh b'chinas tefillah b'bechinas din kanal. Shaydezeh moitzim mehem kol hakedusho is vanitzoitzoi shebolu. By doing this, we mentioned earlier that this tefillah gets stuck in their throat. The Sitra Achra tries to swallow this, and it gets stuck in its throat, and then the Sitra Achra is forced to vomit up, to return all kinds of sparks of Kedusha that it had swallowed up till then. This is how they had gained power over us, when they were able to swallow up Kedusha, when Jews did all kinds of sins or Jews did mitzvahs improperly. The Torah speaks about this, how there are certain situations where a person does a mitzvah and the sitrachra is able to swallow it, if it's done with the wrong intentions or all kinds of different circumstances. Until it got to a point where they're trying to convert us. And when a Jew goes so far to be willing to serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh to the point where the person is willing to die for his religion, Shehi Bechinas Tfila Bechinas Din, that's an example, that's of this concept, of this Tfila Bechinas Din, Haideze Moitzia Mehem Kol Hachias Vakdusha Shebolu. This helps us to extract from the Sitrachra their life, their life force, and all kinds of Kedusha that they had swallowed up till then. They're forced to give it back now. Kimine ube abo lezel benarga. Because the Gemara says, when you want to chop down trees, what do you use to chop down a tree? An axe. What is an axe? A piece of wood. From the forest, from the tree, we take that piece of wood, that handle, that's going to be used to chop down the trees. That when Hashem wants to destroy the sitrachra, how does he do it? From within the sitrachra. The sitrachra is midas hadin, it's din. We take din, with din, we're able to bring about their downfall. Kemoshom Rabbi Senazal Eitzel Bilam, as the Gemara points out regarding Bilam Harosha, Hu tofas emanusam, this Rosha, this Bilam, tried using our weapon against us, right? He tried cursing us, he tried using his mouth against the Jewish people. Whose weapon is the mouth? The Torah says, HaKol Kol Yaakov. The Jewish people, our weapon is our mouth. So Bilam tried coming at the Jews with our weapons, Ki Ein Koyach LiYisrael Ela BePeh, because the main koyach of the Jewish people is our mouth. Al Kein Tofsu Umanusoi V'Hargoy SeBecherav. Therefore, we used his weapon, and he was slaughtered. He was killed with a sword. Ki Yisrael Ein Lahem Koyach Ela BePeh. Because the main koyach of the Jewish people is our mouths, dahainu tfila, shubchinas rachmim v'tachnunim, which is tfila, of which the standard format of tfila is rachmim, pleading with Hashem, tachnunim. Va'akum, whereas the non-Jews, ikur koyachom al yidei cherev, their main power is the sword. Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, al charbecho tichye, you will live by the sword. Ubilam hoyeloi yeniko minadas kemuva. We know that Bilam was so evil a Rasha that not only was he able to draw from the left side, which is what the goyim usually draw from, but he was drawing from das. The pasuk says in Chumash about Bilam, v'yoidea das elyoin, that he was plugged into das. He was on a very, very high level of the sitrachra. The Gemara says that Hashem wanted to make sure that the goyim would never be able to come to say, the Jews were religious. They had Moshe Rabbeinu. If we would have had a Moshe Rabbeinu, we also would have been. Hashem said, okay, I'll give you one who is comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll give you Bilam, who is Yoidea Das Elyon. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, Bilam is Das. That kind of Das is on the right side. So Bilam was able to draw from Das. V'hoyoroitze linoik min horachmim. Therefore, he wanted to draw not just from the left side, but he wanted to draw energy from the right side, from rachmim, which is Bechinas Tfila. And therefore, he wanted to try to defeat Klal Yisrael by getting us to fall into Taivas Niuf, especially to sin with women. Kamashikosov, as it says in the Torah, Hein Heino Hoyu Levnei Yisrael Bedvar Bilam. These women, these were the ones who Bilam tried to use against the Jewish people. Ki ikar his gabras taivazu hu al yedei shehem yonkim ino rachmonos chas shom kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran over there in Torah Ches, that the main his gabras of this taivas niuf, that when is the Sotan able to get a Jew to fall into this taivas niuf? When the Sotan is drawing from the rachmonos, when they're hooking up to there. Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Likutei Moran Torah Ches. V'al kein bo Yisrael olov aidei b'chinas din. Therefore, since Bilam was trying to use our channel, Bilam was coming in from the right side, from Das and Rachmonis, so therefore we went to his channel. We went to him with Bechinas Din. Ki hachnoas Bilam dahainu taivas niv chasa sholem hoyalidei Pinchas. Because the defeat of Bilam, which was the defeat of this Taivas Niuf, was accomplished through Pinchas, Shehispalel Tfila Bebchinas Din Kanal. Pinchas was so powerful that he was able to daven this Tfila Bebchinas Din. The Pasuk says, Vayepalel. It doesn't say Vayitpalel, it says Vayepalel Pinchas. And the Gemara says, Osa Plilim im Koinoi, that he presented a tefillah of din to Hashem. He argued, he negotiated with Hashem like in a court of justice, mishpat. V'alkein gam begashmius horak Pinchas es Bilam bechorev. And this is why even on a physical level, we find that Bilam killed Pinchas with a sword. We know a tzaddik doesn't have to use a sword. When Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Egyptian, he didn't kill him with a sword. He killed him with a word. He said a name of Hashem. Or a tzaddik can look at a person. You have it throughout the Gemara. Nosan boyeno v'nase gal shelat somos, right? But here by Bilam, there was a reason why Pinchas killed him with a physical sword. Kamei shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'ez Bilam ben boyer horgu bechorev. That Bilam they killed with a sword. V'om rabbi senuzal, the Gemara says, she Pinchas harogoi, Pinchas killed him. Ki Pinchas hechnia oisoi tchilo al yedei hatfilo bebechinas din she'espalel. First, Pinchas weakened Bilam tremendously through his tefila bebechinas din, that Pinchas was mispal. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, vayamoid Pinchas vayefalel. He davened this tefila plili. This tefila plili, midas hadin. That's what enabled him to extract all the Kedusha from the Sitra Achra. That's how you weaken them. That's how you defeat them. And then he was able to weaken Bilam from his source, where he draws his energy from. And afterwards, he defeated him totally, even below on earth. Vaharogoi becherev mamish, and he killed him. He finalized it by killing with a physical sword, shehu bechinas din, which is represents din. Ki ikar hachnosoi aideza kanal, because this is how you bring about the downfall and the defeat of the Sitra Achra. Ki ikar his gabrusoi aleinu chas shalom hu kishehem yoinkim in orachmim, because we said that when is the Sitra Achra, when are the forces of Tuma able to have the greatest rulership over the Jewish people? When they're able to hook into and to draw from Rachmonis, from the side of Rachmonis. Shehu Sitra Dilon, which is our side. Al yidei zeh onu tzrichen lovoy aleim aidei b'chinas din. And when that happens, we have to come at them with their weapons, with the b'chin of din. Shehu Sitra Didhu, which is their side. Hainu al yidei tfilo bebechinas din, through this tfilo bebechinas din, shehu bechinas cherev pifiois, which is called this double-edged sword. Note, there's a pasuk, roimem o iskel bigroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, v'cherev pifiois biodam, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. Hold on a second. I thought tfilo is chesed. Tfilo is rachmi, the Gemara says. What are you talking about a cherev? The answer is that there's this other type of tefillah. There's this tefillah bebechinas din, which is a cherev. Kol through which we're able to extract all the kedushas that the Yetzirah, that the Sitra Achra was able to swallow up until then, and we're able to defeat them. They praise Hashem with their throats, v'cherev pifiois biyodom, and they carry this double-edged sword in their hands, lasois nekoma bagoyim, to take revenge against these nations. Kialidei tefila bebechinas din shel habal koyach, because through this tefila bebechinas din of this powerful tzaddik who knows how to do this, like Pinchas, for example, shu bechinas cherev pifiois, this enables us to weaken them, to defeat them, and to take revenge against them. Ki moitzin kol hakedusha mehem kanal, because we extract all the holiness from them that they were able to swallow up until then. V'alkein b'chol eis shehem mizgabrim v'roitzim lahavr al das chasashom. Therefore, whenever such a situation happens, when the goyim becomes so powerful that they're attacking our religion, not only are they controlling, not only are we paying taxes, not only are we under them physically, but they're trying to take control of our religion. They're trying to convert us. Shezehu alidei shem yoinkim inorachmim kanal, which implies that they're starting to draw from the right side. They're starting to draw from rachmim, from das, from the Torah. Al kein tzrichen lehorek v'loy lavor. Then a Jew has to be ready to shoot din, which means to be ready to die. To die, and rather than to violate, go against the Torah. Shezeh b'chinas tefila b'chinas din. This is an aspect, this is an example of this tefila b'chinas din. V'ideze machnien oisam. And this is how we bring about their downfall.